traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Your second toe being bigger than your big toe shows dominance.
It's scientific facts. Goodbye.
Yep, facts.
I don't want that girl who gets a car for...
Yo, what's poppin'? My name is Logan Paul. Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of Impulsive. I have my roommates with me here. Film Dispenser.
Hey, I like plants.
He's a vegan. And Mike Malak.
Hi, I like plants.
That's Spencer's thing. That's my thing. If you could not. Currently the number one podcast in the world. So thank you to everyone who subscribed and rated us 5 stars.
What was it, like 22 million people?
22 million.
That ranked us 5 stars this last time?
It's honestly incredible. Wow. So thank you to everyone who listens and enjoys hearing us talk about awesome shit, quite honestly. Today we have an awesome episode, an awesome guest by the name of Summer Rae. Before I bring her on, I'm gonna say it again. Guys, we got a sponsor this week. We got to have another person sponsor us.
Who is it?
Really?
It's coffee? Me. No, it's me. I sponsored it. Maverick by Logan Paul. As you guys know, Black Friday sale, 70% off on some things.
70%?
The largest blowout sale we've ever done. Quite honestly, not sure if we're even making money on the goods.
Ridiculous.
These joggers are $15. They're $15.
It costs like $22 to make those.
Literally, we're losing money. So. Wow.
Well, good, you know, have a ball.
He's
out there,
off
guys.
His rocker.
Wow. LoganPaul.com/shop, guys. Grab some gear, and you and a friend could be flown out to LA to hang out with us on the set of Impulsive.
Does it have to be a friend? I meant to ask this.
Could you
bring like someone you don't get along with?
Sure, or a parent.
All right.
Yeah, whoever you want. It's good, but yo, right. Happy fucking Thanksgiving,
day
guys.
Yeah, day after.
True.
Man. I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving. I want to get right into this. I want to introduce our guest. She is absolutely amazing. She's an internationally published author. She's a cosmonaut. She's a cartoon animator.
She's
an admiral in the Venezuelan army.
I did not. You know what? I found that out today.
It's Summer Rae.
Unbelievable, dude.
Guys, thank you.
Congratulations on the admiral too. That's something.
Yeah. She's. Sorry, I don't want to toot my own horn.
She does it all. How you doing? How you doing, Summer?
How are you guys?
Hi.
I need to fix my hair in these.
Wait, let me just look at it really quick. It looks. It's all right.
On audio, you look really good.
Damn, bro.
I need to adjust my chair.
No, okay.
This is, it's, you know, first couple podcasts. You figure these things out as you go. How are you doing? How was your Thanksgiving?
You know, I'm good. Thanksgiving was good. I didn't go home this year.
I noticed. That's why you're here right now on Black Friday.
Facts.
But it was weird not being with my family, but good. How are you guys?
Are your parents here? I know you're like tight with your mom. Like I've met your mom. Is she here in LA?
No, she lives in Colorado, but she comes out here all the time. She just recently got back surgery, so she can't like travel right now, but I miss her.
Feel better, Summer Rae's mom.
What's her name?
Shannon.
Hi, how are you? And your dad too, he's back in
Colorado. My whole fam.
Gotcha. How many siblings do you have, Summer?
I have 2 sisters and a brother.
Got you. So I have a brother as well. Do your sisters do the same thing that you do?
No, we actually like are all like night and day from each other. Like we're so different. We all look so different. You would never even know we're siblings.
How would you describe what you do? Because that's why I introduced you as the admiral of the Venezuelan Navy. Well, because not only because you are, but also like I wasn't sure because you're kind of like an eclectic social media influencer also. Could you talk a little closer to the mic? See how I'm like.
Guys.
Yeah, get a little closer.
Just like
guys,
right here.
Okay.
That's so much better. That's so much better.
See, how would you describe yourself, Summer? Because I don't want to say Instagram model.
Well, I started off as Instagram model. I'm just trying to change the way people view me and stuff because I don't want to just be boxed in as an Instagram model. Like, that's not fun.
Why not?
So, like, I remember when we first met, you guys were like, Summer, you need to show your personality. You need to do something because I was really just an Instagram model back then.
Right.
And I was, like, always shy to, like, show my personality because people, like, can judge my body and stuff. I'm like, whatever. Oh, you're not hot. You're this. I'm like, okay. But, like, judging me as a human, I'm like,
different
step
kind.
Back.
It's different kind type of, like, hurt. Yeah. Like
that shit can cut deep for sure.
Yeah, it really does. So
well, the first time I met you, I'm not gonna lie, I was nervous. You know, you meet Summer Rae.
At the time, I think, and you still do have more followers than me on Instagram. How many are you at, by the way?
19.3.
Wow. Congrats on that.
It used to grow really rapidly when I was doing my booty stuff, but I've kind of cut down. So,
But it's like genuine fandom now. It's like authenticity, which is much better, I think, than just being like that thotty Instagram model.
Yeah, and I don't want to, there's a time and place for that. You know, I was like, I was younger then and I was like bouncing my butt all around Instagram. Now I can't even do it. Now it like makes me cringe. Like, I'm like, I can't do that.
The first video I saw of you, you were making coffee in the kitchen.
We've all seen that video.
Bouncing your butt. And
I know.
By the way, yeah, she doesn't, I guess she doesn't post as many butt pictures now. I don't know. Like, I'm not, you know, I do, checking I gotta, every day. But,
you know, I gotta like, I still work really hard for my body. And I do want to still keep the people who like me for that, but I want to add to it. So I can't just be like dead turkey, like cold turkey. I'd be like, no, never posting again. Well, so I still sometimes do.
The reason I bring it up is because now when she posts a butt photo, it makes news. Like, this is an actual news article from The Inquisitor. Summer Rae shares a booty pic for the first time in a while on Instagram.
Wow.
Like, can you imagine that?
Wait, is this
she makes like earthquakes, bro.
Is this the one you captioned like a... haven't posted a booty pic in a while. Like, here you
facts,
go.
Bro.
I was like looking at my page. And I was like, you know, it's looking a little bootyless right now.
By the way, Instagram went down the other day. And I'm pretty sure it
possibly because of
Summer's booty.
You guys
dude.
Need to
like,
stop
straight
hyping
up,
me up.
Dude.
Okay, you guys make me seem like a bigger deal than I really am.
No,
like,
because, all right, rewinding. You are a big deal, Summer.
Huge.
When I met you, I was like, oh, you know, any influencer, celebrity I meet, you never know how they're going to act. You know, you meet them. Some of them fucking suck, quite honestly.
Hell yeah.
And when I met you, I wasn't sure what to expect. And I met you. I'm like, yo, she's cool. She has a personality. So I was like, yo, you should start showing that instead of just being the quintessential. Here's my ass and I love pizza.
This is my butt.
Here's my ass and I love pizza.
Now nowadays, it's girls who don't like pizza, but like vegan and then booty.
Vegan booties.
Heck yeah, that's like a new thing.
You got to be careful, by the way. So
I resonate with that.
You
got to
be vegan.
Spencer's a vegan.
You need to find yourself a vegan booty.
He's got one.
He does.
He's got one. He's found himself a little angel.
Myself, I have a vegan booty.
Andy,
he's
got
one.
That's what we're saying.
I have a question. All right, so Spencer's, all right, like he's got a donk. I'm not going to lie.
It's true.
And you got a boyfriend. You got a boyfriend now, who's, by the way, over there.
Shout out to the boyfriend.
Bennett.
Listen, names are... fucking tough, bro. God dang. Shout out to Bennett.
So listen, how long have you guys been dating?
For like a year now.
And wow. when you got a boyfriend, did you notice your engagement go down at all? Did people get angry at you?
Guys, people don't know I have a boyfriend and we're trying to keep it away.
So Summer doesn't have a boyfriend.
That's her manager over there.
But like on YouTube, I would show, like, I hate YouTube, guys. I suck at YouTube. Don't judge me on YouTube. But I did it for a little bit. But but people are like evil and like really mean to him and stuff. And like, I found out that our relationship was so much better when no one knew about him. Cause like, people want to ruin your happiness. I like to like keep it low key. Like my private life, like my business is me and my body and my Instagram page. And that's business. That's strictly sure business. Though. My personal life is my own personal life.
You're very smart.
Yeah.
That is how you live the most fulfilling life in a world full of fake people, especially on social media.
All these bitches be trying to get my boyfriend, you know? I got to I don't know.
Oh, I can see why. He's 100%. You guys can see him at home, but dude's a looker, dude.
Protect your mans.
Yeah, for real.
I just had a
quick question. Oh, when she was on YouTube that there's like a lot of hate. This is kind of off topic, but do you notice that the hate is worse on YouTube?
Guys,
have you noticed that
they
too?
They cut deep. They go like
crazy.
Hey.
Like it's like Instagram, there's levels to it, but YouTube hate is
I think I know why. You know how you're on YouTube and there will be like a recommended feed, stuff you might not want to see, but you click on it because it has, you know, a nice thumbnail.
Yeah.
On Instagram, it's harder to just like random things pop up. Yeah, but like on YouTube, it's kind of like right there in your face.
Right, and if you do go to explore page on Instagram, you're just going to maybe look on it, get out. On YouTube, you kind of invest your time.
For sure.
If like I'm halfway through this video and I hate you, like I just wasted my time. Like,
so I'm going to let you
fucking
know.
I can never get this time back.
I'm going to let you know you suck. Just
like,
kidding.
My whole life is like I lost my moments and now I'm bad.
How is the hate? Do you receive hate?
It's so weird because when I first started, like when I was an Instagram model, I got a lot of hate on Instagram, and it was like the content I would post. People would just call me cringy. Like, I agree, but they would just say some mean things.
I don't think it's and I, yo I I don't think it's cringe, and I enjoy watching cringe content.
No, because
it's fun.
I watch it, and I'm like, yo, even my content, some of my old content is cringe as fuck, but I watch it because it's like, damn.
By the way, like, if you got it, like, kind of flaunt it. Like, you
well, have
to. No, but like, if you really got it, though, like, not if you got it flaunt, but if, yo.
Fucking got it.
If you fucking really got it, bro, it. Like, if you got it from your mama directly, which, by the way,
you did.
Summer A did.
Shouts to Shannon.
She's a real
Font that shit.
She has an Instagram, your mother.
Yeah, she does.
How many followers?
She has 600K, but she doesn't post. And in her content, I'm like, mom, we got to make you more brand friendly. Because I feel like some mama brands want to work with her, but she's like always in the media posting her butt. And she's 54 years old, guys.
Wow. Saw a Santa photo of you two one time.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Claus.
My mom just is bomb for her age. And the thing about my mom, too, is that she is, like, the most beautiful human. Like, she's very beautiful on the outside, but she is the sweetest, most genuine, amazing human.
You are too, Summer. Like, that's why, again, like, you're very genuine. And even you made a comment on I think it was in your Forbes interview, potentially. You had an article in Forbes, by the way, that said the title was Summer Rae is not your average Instagram model. And in Forbes, you said, I worked hard for my body. I've sculpted it. I'm not just going to keep it in the garage. If you have a Ferrari, you're going to drive it.
If you
and,
got it
and
for
you're very,
it.
You're very open sexually, but in real life, you're like a very good religious saint girl.
Yeah, it's so funny because like my whole life, I've always had the, since like before I was Instagram famous or anything, I had Jeremiah 29:11 in my bio, and everyone's always like, you can't have a Bible verse in your bio with the content you post, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I was like raised like really differently. Like my dad's a bodybuilder. My mom's a bodybuilder. Yeah. I started competing when I was 16. Like I grew up with not thinking like, oh, porn star. Like I've never even watched porn. I don't even know.
Me neither.
Like I'm very.
Not once actually. What do I have heard about?
Porn what is
like,
that?
It's like when.
Eating cheese.
Cheese. Yeah.
P.O.
What?
Oh my god.
Anyways, yeah.
So then I grew up thinking that like it's like a beautiful sculpture. Like you can sculpt into whatever you want, and like I didn't buy my body and I worked hard for it. So it's like, you know, like when you in the Roman, like all the like penises and all that stuff, it's like it's beautiful.
It's
like
art. It's
just art. Yeah. So it's like I think the human body is art, but people do gross things that do make it gross.
But
I don't think my stuff is too gross.
No.
I'm just a little bouncy here and there, but that's all.
Do you think the Romans probably bounced their booties?
Yeah, they did the helicopter.
I guarantee no Roman had the type of body you had. It didn't exist back then.
This is a new thing, yeah.
But, well, okay, so you kind of hinted on this. I feel like a lot of your competition, if any, there's like cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So I think the reason why I blew up so like fast when I first started, because only girls who were like really on there too, like posting like booty stuff, it was all like a lot of it is fake and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like people like fake lip, fake everything. So I was like a new, fresh, like just natural, like just who I am. Like I don't have anything done or anything. And I think people thought that was really refreshing and like that. But I started, all these girls post videos now, bouncing their butts or put their phone up and they do the little bikini. I started that.
Hell yeah.
Fucking started that. Yeah. No one gives me.
Yeah.
Anyone you want to talk shit about right now? Or?
Guys, I don't talk shit about anyone, okay?
Respect.
You.
Everyone is awesome. Everyone's amazing. Period.
So
in my own time, I do my own thing.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh. The joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You mentioned you're making steps to evolve into not being that Instagram model. So
yeah,
like, what's that process been like? Do you have any goals, like anything that you're really striving to step into?
So it's funny that you evolve because I have a fitness app that I'm partnered in. It's called Evolve.
Oh, wow. Well, that just seems to work nicely.
Yeah, because I'm involved. You have to, as humans and in the game and in anything you do in life, you have to evolve. people stay the same and they can't grow because they do the same thing that worked. Like if I was still doing the same thing that was working for me, yeah, I was growing a lot of followers doing those videos, but I would be in a box. Like no one would respect me. Like yeah. Everyone would be like, okay, Summer 2 years now still's doing the same thing. Like, cool, we get it, you know? So you have to like add to it and grow. And yeah, so.
You're speaking our language. That's Facts. Why you're sitting on a that's why you're sitting on a podcast right now, not a vlog.
Facts.
Yeah. Straight up.
Which we've done. I don't know if you guys know this. Summer and I have been friends for a year and a half.
Like, no, it's like 2 years now.
Yeah, we've known each other.
It's been 2 years.
2 years.
Time flies.
It really does. Like we've known each other for a minute now. So, all right. You have not had one bit of cosmetic surgery.
I have never had anything done. And it's funny because the house that I'm renting is a girl who like owns a plastic surgery place. And she's like, you need Botox in your forehead.
Whoa,
I'm like, bitch.
You need Botox
I won't even go. Because I just think my mom and stuff is just like very natural. And like, it's like a thing now. It's like, oh, get Botox and get all this stuff. It will prevent aging. And I'm just smarter than that. I'm not going to buy into that because the face is a muscle. So why am I going to paralyze my muscles? Then when they're unparalyzed, then they're going to have no muscle. Then they're just going to, then if you start that, you're going to have to keep doing it. Like I'm only 22. I'm not going to want to keep doing that my whole life.
If you're not going to do Botox, what are you doing?
Maybe when I'm like really, really, really old, I'll do some little Botox here and there. But
yeah. Like, what do you do? What do you do to protect your face?
I just take care of myself. I just never sleep with my makeup on because that's a huge thing. Those same girls who are having Botox everywhere, they sleep with their makeup on. They don't, after the club, they don't take their makeup off. I'm like, girl, take your makeup off. That's so bad for your skin.
Yeah, true.
You know, another thing too, I never see you out.
Yeah, why?
You never go. Why like, you and go that's out? Why I feel like me, like I got Gucci bags under my eyes because I'm out here, dude. Like I'm.
But
I'm
at
out.
Least they're Gucci bags.
At least they're Gucci.
See, I think you're
recently
winning.
Upgraded. But
where's your nightlife?
Yeah, what's popping? It's you so and Bennett just getting
I
ice
just,
cream.
I never go out. Actually, I have a business partner, and he's like my best friend. I love him.
What's his name?
His name's Ray. So it's
shout Summer out Ray. Ray.
So we introduce ourselves. It's Summer and then Ray.
Wow. I get that.
So he just is always like, Summer, like nothing good happens going
after
2 out.
A.m.
Like it's nothing's good happening. Like, why do you want to be out there doing that shit? You know? So I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I don't really like to go out. I'm a homebody. I like to be home with my dogs, watching some TV.
I feel like people want you to be like
crazy.
Dumb and crazy. But you're not.
You're not.
I can't even fake it.
That's
like,
why that's
like,
why you
I
get hate. Most people I find that get hate are just like kind of successful doing their own thing. And people are like, you know, I don't really like that you're doing that.
You know what word you use to describe her is the one that stands out to me the most when I first met her was
Venezuelan
sweet.
Admiral.
Sweet. Just sweet. Bro. Like just a sweet girl,
sweet.
Dude. Like down to earth, chill, sweet. Girl, bro.
All right, so you are sweet, but I want to get fucking juicy.
Fucking
I know for a fact there are many, many men, probably like professional athletes, famous actors, sliding into your DMs. I know for a fact.
Guys, it's funny because back in the day, back when I first started, it was like clockwork. Every single now I'm old news to them. They're
I feel like that's not true.
Because
I don't
already,
think so.
No.
Because they slid in, and I've never talked to a famous person.
Wait.
I swerved them.
Do you leave it unseen?
I used to have a manager that would do. He's like, Summer, you're gonna burn all your connections. Like you have to fucking talk to them. I'm like, why? They don't want to be my best friend. They don't want to put me on their track. They want me and I don't want to.
But would they sometimes
so I don't want to fucking talk to them.
Would they sometimes come like slide in under the guise of, hey, like business opportunity, like or was it what was their
no actually
opening,
50
like?
Did that, and I respect 50, and he did that just because he wanted me to promote his vodka line. But I was only 19. I was like, I can't fucking
it's no good.
So but yeah, I love his show Power and stuff, so I love 50.
Shout out 50.
But guys, I don't like
you're saying it doesn't happen anymore. I don't.
It doesn't really happen anymore, guys.
I don't believe it for one second.
No, but what she's saying is,
who's sliding in your DMs?
All of them did it, and then I swerved them. So like, they probably all talk amongst each other, like, "Hey, did you hit that girl yet?" And like, she won't get back to me. I don't think she likes us. I'm like, you're right. I hate you all. No, I don't hate them. I just don't want to do it. Like, there's no other reason for them to slide in my DMs other than to do it with me, and I'm not doing it with anyone. So I don't want to.
Well, you heard it here
because she got a hunk boyfriend named
even
Bennett.
Even when I didn't have one, I don't like fucking with famous guys because they're cheaters and they're bad people. So
when it comes to
relationships,
luckily I'm not famous, I'm chilling. I'm chilling.
I don't hand motion me. I am loyal.
He is loyal. He's not a cheater.
Okay.
I'm just busy, dude. That's why I just suck at being a boyfriend, quite honestly. What's it like being in love?
Yeah, what's that like?
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Guys, it's good. Me, I do everything with him. We're just best friends.
This makes me fucking sick. And all this happiness is pissing
LP
me off.
LP needs some love advice. Yeah. Give him a few tips. What are your three tips you would give?
Girls really like all the attention. So if you don't have that,
that's the problem. That you just nailed it right on the head, dude.
See, that's why you can't have a successful relationship, because we want attention.
I need all the attention.
So if I can't have all the attention, I don't want anything.
He ain't got the time.
I got the time for that. I got to do the number one podcast in the world, and Paul, so make sure to like and subscribe. But
that's why you should just maybe wait, and then you'll be good.
Like,
you're young, you're good.
By the way, I'm one of the key guys in charge of making sure he keeps driving freaking revenue here.
We call him Mr. Revenue.
Mr. Revenue. And so my main goal is, like, when I see him getting too tight with a girl, I'll like run interference. Like, I'll be like, we'll be out on like a date, like at like a restaurant. I'm like, yo, did you ever talk to that girl again?
Did you get the number you got?
Yeah.
Did you text her?
And he's like, yo, what are you doing?
He ruins everything.
Everything.
Yeah, Mike's bad.
Speaking of dates, do you have an ideal date? Is there like a date maybe you went on that was like perfect? What did Bennett do? How did Bennett win?
Yeah.
Guys, for me on Bennett's first date, we went to Walmart.
That's fire.
Fucking dope.
And we hung out in Walmart for 4 hours.
Incredible.
Did you get any JoJo Siwa merch when
any
you were
JoJo
there?
Siwa bows? 40 million bows last year, bro. I still can't get over that number.
Oh my gosh, what?
She sold 40 million bows.
Who?
JoJo Siwa.
JoJo.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I should go get some bows.
Hell yeah, let's get you some bows.
You guys think I can rock a bow?
You used to do bandanas and headbands.
I still do.
No, but what's wrong with you?
I thought you always did them.
Oh my gosh, I almost wore one today, but then I was just going to let it flow.
No, either way, it works. I remember that being like a staple of your brand, a headband.
It really was. I just posted a video yesterday of me wearing a headband.
It's classic Summer Rae.
It's still in there.
OG Summer Rae.
So many girls be copying my headband swag. I'm going to start selling them.
That's now you're thinking.
In Walmart.
By the way, we're looking to sign new revenue drivers.
Maybe do you want to come in to sign up for Maverick by Logan Paul? Nah, because you have your own merch line.
It's not merch. Everyone says it's merch. It's actually
apparel.
Like
it's apparel.
It's a real life clothing line, guys. I have actual tags. I brought some of my fits.
I had her bring me some stuff.
So this is my every single month I'm gonna have a whole new drop. So it's like anything that was like dropped this month, like this, and I have like this month it was like all like camo and like more like true to athletic wear, like yoga pants and stuff. So this next month it's gonna be more like
is there a reason it's in an Apple bag? Does Apple sell a sponsorship?
I just didn't want to bring some like ratchet like bag. So I was like, you know what, guys?
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Cool.
Apple's
like,
premium as hell.
So I wore this the other day on my video. I just filmed a new workout video for my app Evolve, and it's a booty program, and it'll be out soon.
Great.
And I wore my new merch. So this is dropping next month.
Hell yeah. Spencer
guys,
loves
look,
that.
Good vibes only.
Good vibes. I respect it.
And it has matching pants. Okay.
If I wanted to purchase some of this stuff, where could I do it?
We're all working on booties, so we're interested.
Oh, yeah. It's like the new thing.
Also,
you guys can get it on my Shop Summer Rae, or if you live in Canada, you can get it in stores. Oh, guys.
Really?
This thing is really... Let me just... Guys, look. Vibes.
That's cute as fuck.
It's so vibey, okay?
This
is my favorite one.
Summer Rae is known for tie-dye and camouflage.
I know that.
Oh, oftentimes I see you wearing camouflage, but I only see like a floating head and like a middle of a bottom torso.
I know. It's horrible. You guys are like, where is she? Oh, look. It has a match. So all of them have matching pieces. This is more like loungy. Can I ask you something?
Does your clothing line, because I call my Maverick stuff, sometimes I call it merch, but it's like, it's a clothing
line.
It's a proper
clothing
line.
Okay, mine's merch. I guess it's
merch. But you can do both. But does yours have a message behind it? Is there a message?
Oh, this is my tag for last month.
Oh, you got nice tags. I'm not perfect, but I'm always myself.
Wow.
See, that doesn't apply to me because, like, I am always perfect.
Facts. Yes. Kids literally never made a mistake.
He's one of first, a kind.
Yeah.
I know.
For as long
perfect.
As I've known him.
So with that, I was kind of curious. I love this because we were talking about Instagram evolving, and there's a lot of younger girls or just girls in general that struggle with their self-image. They don't come from the genetics maybe per se that you have.
And a lot of people are always like, oh, because that's what I want my brand to like represent. Like I want girls to love themselves, and like I see it all day, every single day. all the girls who follow me or love me, they want to look like me. And I just like, I just want to be like, I don't want you to want to look like me. I want to inspire you to love yourself.
Be
and
you.
It, because the thing is that if we all look the same, like every girl starts looking like me, where's the unique, like there's no fun in being like everyone else. Like you and your, like so many naturally beautiful girls. So
I mean, if the whole, it. I'll be honest with you, if we had 3 billion summer rays floating around, I'd be cool with it. Yeah. Like low key, bro. Yeah, like I love uniqueness. Great.
It's great.
But like, would I trade that for like 3 billion summer rays?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's very deep. Very deep. Of
profound
you guys.
Is the word you're looking for.
You guys
for.
Just ruined my whole message. See, these girls are gonna be like, oh yeah, nope, I'm
wait,
still gonna be here.
Here, let's change this shirt a little. It says be you unless you can be summer rays. You know what I'm saying? Like, just add one quick line, dude.
Hey, Mike, you see that door over there? Maybe just walk
yo,
out that
I'm
door.
Sorry, dude. It's just...
no, but okay, no, but yo, I see on your posts, oftentimes, you flaunt that your booty is real and that, like, yo, yeah. Be you. Like,
so
that's
even,
a big...
every month, I have... My new drop has, like, a new message. So my...
That's so sweet.
So that's so sweet. So every month it's like a whole new message, and like that one is like good vibes, and then the one last is built not bought. So it's like I have a new theme. So it's like
built not bought is
oh,
dope.
That's fire.
I have a question. Why do you change it every month? In fact, I'm here to advise you. You should probably find one thing and go. Like built not bought is dope.
Well, I would trademark
they feel
that.
Like they feel like collections though. Like
they're,
you know
they're
what I'm
collections.
Saying?
Every what it's
but,
like
but
a,
coin
okay,
something
guys,
is
think
what
it's
something. Yeah.
I'm gonna have like real like merch that's always on the site, just like anyone can buy. It's always there. But these little collections are because it's like, you know how Supreme makes it like you better get it because it's not gonna be there anymore. It makes demand. People are like, oh my god, I gotta get this set. It's never gonna be there again.
Yeah.
So that's what we're kind of trying to make with these.
Who's buying your merch? What's the demo?
Girls like probably like young. I have some younger girls, and then like to 25, like 18 to 25 is like my main demo.
So yeah, if I were to log on to your Instagram right now and go to the analytics.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like most. I have a lot of dudes, but that's why I'm trying to build my girl following.
What's the breakdown?
Oh, hell yeah.
Guys, come on.
What's the breakdown?
We don't want to talk about
92.8.
Well, here's why I'm curious.
No.
If I had to guess, I'd say 80-20.
Oh, that's fine. That's a lot of millions of girls then.
It's still.
That's 19. That's 19. So it's like half of some of that's girls. That's still good.
It's great. Or have you thought about. Have you ever thought about approaching it a different way? Like,
I'm an influencer.
Like,
yeah, I know my shit.
Like, build your girl audience.
And maybe you look me up on HiPod today.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Maybe build your girl audience, but at the same time, can you come out with like
no, guys, I'm
Summer
building
Rae recliners
a dude, I'm
or like
building,
footballs for the
I'm
men?
I'm having a guy merch line too.
Good. There we go.
That's why
I'm doing a whole guys. So what my manager wanted me to do is not come out with dude merch first because it backs me back into that hole that I'm only guy. Like,
you know,
I need to be for the girls. Like, I want girls to love me. So much like in my first beginning of my career, girls hate me. They're like, oh, she's just that girl that wants to like steal my boyfriend. My boyfriend likes her pictures. I hate her.
Oh.
Well, I want them to know that I don't want your boyfriend. I don't like your boyfriend. I want you to love
me. She's got a boyfriend who takes her to
Walmart,
by the way.
Are you serious?
Go, Bennett. Shout out, Bennett.
Yeah, guys, I have my own life.
Who does a good job of doing what you're describing is Alexis Ren. She does a great job of empowering
women.
Her female audience. And at first glance, it would probably appear, you familiar with Alexis?
Mm-hmm.
At first glance, it'd probably appear like, you know, she's an Instagram model, but she's so much more than that.
Yeah.
And she gives her young female audience the power to feel like they can do and accomplish whatever they want. But speaking of like Alexis, do you have, I don't want to say competition, but is there anyone you look eye to eye to in the sense of what you're trying to do?
The only way you could do that is if you see people's competition. I'm in my own lane. I don't care about what anyone else is doing.
You're not focused on myself.
I don't need to be competitive.
Yeah. Well, I have another question.
Because I want everyone to win. Just because I win doesn't mean she can't win. You can win.
Well,
we can all win.
True.
On that point, like besides Bennett. Who are you like running with? Like, so I saw you follow some people that I'm tight with, like Nikki Blackadder,
mm-hmm.
right? And so like, I've
never actually met her in real
life.
But
who do you like roll with?
You know those
though?
People that you like see them on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have like my own little like friend group, and it's funny because like me, I don't really have like really good friendships with like other people. Like, oh, you have a lot of followers, I have a lot of followers, let's be friends. Like, I like genuine friendships.
Yeah,
like I can be best friends with someone who has one follower. Like, I don't care. Like,
do you know anyone that has one follower? That's kind of weird if you think about it, because I feel like that's a weird place to get stuck.
It is. That is weird. But hey, we all had one follower at one point.
Yeah. We all did. But me and Amanda have been hanging out.
Cerny?
Yeah, I love Amanda. Oh, she's dope.
Amanda Cerny.
Amanda, I love you. I can't wait to have you on the podcast. She's great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
So I have a question.
And I also love Lele. I love Lele first, and then Amanda. But I love them both, you know?
Lele's on fire. Absolutely. Like burning everything up.
I have a question.
Like, psh, yeah. Psh, psh,
3 minutes, what, triple platinum now on that song?
Or four
platinum, I think. She got a triple platinum plaque. I saw the video.
It might be six times platinum.
You gotta be kidding.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
She just went.
Spencer has a question.
Let's go ahead, Spencer. Here we go.
Okay, so
we never let him talk.
I'm over here just trying to get in. If I'm trying to get a better booty, what are three steps?
I like all isolation workouts, and you gotta up that protein, and you gotta lift actual weights, because so many girls are like, oh, I got a fake butt, just do body workouts. Yeah, because you have a fake butt. You don't grow muscle without lifting weights.
What percentage?
Bottom line.
Of your butt is muscle, and what percentage of your butt is butt?
Fact, big question.
I have like no fat on my butt; it's all muscle.
Wow, that's amazing. Is it a turn off?
I'm very skinny. I'm skinny, like naturally skinny, so I have to eat a lot to like keep my gains and be like muscular.
It's like 99% lean.
Is it a turn off if a guy has a bigger butt than you? Like, does Bennett have a bigger butt than you, Bennett?
Me too. I got nothing.
Because my roommate Evan, like Dwarf Mamba, he's got a dong, bro.
He really does.
Muscular and just.
I remember when I first met you, and you just said it. You said you eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you telling me you eat like In-N-Out, like on the reg. Like, is that true?
Oh, nah. I eat so bad.
Really?
No. Nah. Everyone thinks that I'm like eating so healthy, probably eating like fish and veggies. If I do that, I literally become a stick. I eat pizza, I eat everything, but I eat it in moderation. Guys, you guys can ask Bennett. I don't give a fuck.
Bennett, is that true?
Is that true?
What was it?
Does she eat In-N-Out? He's not even paying attention.
She does.
Do I eat like shit every day?
Unhealthy though.
Okay, but
like, how you stay in shape, Summer? What's good? So many people want to eat pizza and have a body like yours. Because
there's a lot of girls out there.
But I work out really hard.
There's a lot of girls out there that have that butt, but don't have like the ass. Like, you got the whole thing, though.
You got
everything.
How long are you working out for a day?
I just got a home gym, so 4 hours.
Oh, I
like to just, I go out there and I just hang out, you know?
Yeah.
But I've actually lost a lot of muscle, and I feel like I don't look that great, because before I moved to LA, I work out. It was like my life.
Man,
are you good, bro?
Dude,
4 hours.
4 hours.
It was my life. Now I hardly work out as much as I should, but I'm getting back in the grind of things. So my body, I'm not really proud of it right now, but I'm getting there.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Yeah, most people, I mean, they're like in the gym 20 minutes out, maybe an hour. But I mean, that's.
I mean, the thing is, I'm on my phone a little bit, and then I'm chilling, and so then I go inside for a sec, and then I go back out.
Spencer does triathlons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
That's why I'm trying to grow my booty. Off muscle.
Rip,
I'm really actually trying to grow my booty.
Yeah.
Because the power when you're on the bike and the run.
Oh, you have so much power.
Your butt is your major.
That's why I can't believe girls get like butt implants and stuff in there. That's your biggest muscle.
That's the most important muscle in your whole body.
Real talk,
if an asteroid's coming to the Earth, they're going to be the first ones to go, because we're going to be outrunning them.
Oh, I'm gone.
Butts. You're gone.
They have such back problems.
Who, aliens?
That's fucking with their back.
Asteroids? Oh, sorry.
I'm not a fan. If anything comes here, we're out. They're staying. They're just like, my butt. No.
fake butts.
Not the move.
Fake boobs. I know you like them.
I'm a huge fan.
It's either you're a boob guy or you're not. A lot of people are not boob guys nowadays, so no boobs are fine.
She's so accurate.
So right.
Dog, when I was 14, like, quite honestly, I was like, yo, like, I was taught to think boobs are, like, dope.
Everything.
But But I don't think they're so dope anymore.
I've seen this like convert where it was like when I was growing up, it was like boobs were so important. And then butts made this huge comeback. It was like right around the same time as like food blogging got big. It was like food blogging and butts.
Yeah.
That's such a weird coordination. Like, yeah. Food blogging.
Well, yeah. There's got to be some correlation
between the two.
Yo, because I think a lot of the models on Instagram
are changing the stereotypes.
They really are. Yeah. Like, well, you do it all the time.
Me,
like,
guys.
I have a post
no
right
boobs.
Here.
Yeah. That's all my captions.
You literally captioned this. I'm looking at a post of yours. I literally have no boobies. LOLOL.
That's like, I literally have so many posts where I just, because I'm like, what should I caption this? I'm like, oh, I know everyone's going to say no boobs. You have no tits. I'm like, I might as well just make that the caption.
Because
then people don't even
Eminem?
Comment that. People don't even comment that.
Did you learn that from Eminem?
Oh, does he say that?
In the rap battle at the end.
He says
of
he doesn't
Mile.
Have any boobies.
Oh, yeah. He says he doesn't have boobies.
Really?
No. He trashes himself so that the opponents
it's
don't
facts,
have any trash.
Facts. That's so good. It's such a good thing to do that because I have learned to like caption things that are kind of like talk. And then it changes. It's like, oh, no, you're beautiful. You're perfect. Yeah. Don't talk about yourself.
Well,
like all right. That.
Well, here's a caption you put. Is anyone else's second toe longer than their big toe? Please, you don't suffer from that. That was a joke, right?
Oh, guys, you guys want to... Oh, no, I hate... No, it is a little bit longer. It's not that long. That picture makes it... After I made that, I was like, okay, I'm in heels, so it's like going a little longer.
That. Yo, my dad has that.
As Summer can see right now, my second toe is longer than my big toe.
You're one of those
a lot of people
it is
have
a, it.
It
is a...
It shows
it is a
dominance.
Sign of its dominance.
It shows, yeah, we're sign dominant.
What about your second toe being bigger than your big toe shows dominance?
It's scientific facts. Goodbye.
Yep, facts.
Just leave.
Like, we've done our scientific research. We'll prove it to you.
I was
right
just in the laboratory yesterday.
Do you ever try, because I do this often, do you ever try to caption your post something like relatable like that? People be like, I can relate, for example.
Oh, have you ever gone to my second page?
Here's a picture of you.
Summer Rae 2.
People are always like, Summer, you're not funny. Stop trying to be funny. I'm like,
who says that to you?
A lot of people. Who? I'm like, I'm not even really trying to be funny. I just thought that this was relatable. So
here's a picture of you squatting down in the cereal aisle.
That looks like any of us.
And it says, crunchitize me, Captain.
So relatable.
I love Captain Crunch as much as the next guy. And often when I get Captain Crunch, I squat down like this.
Same.
But you're not eating.
I'm a lifestyle.
You're not eating Captain Crunch, are you? You bought
Captain Crunch
that day.
Guys, you know my favorite cereal in the whole entire world? Have you ever had O's? Guys, I don't eat healthy. Let me tell you. I don't eat that. Eat healthy, but I don't eat healthy because I need the carbs.
Back to the cereal. Did you call it O's?
It's O's.
You get it at Trader Joe's, right?
No.
Oh.
Let me look.
Like, I got O's.
You guys need to try this. I'm not kidding.
O's.
It's the best cereal in the world. It's so good. Like, just thinking about it makes me want it right now.
Logan is an avid consumer of cereal.
I
love cereal. I love cereal.
It hits 11 p.m. at night.
Guys, have you guys ever had that?
Cereal in the bowl. Summer, this is a generic knockoff brand of Cheerios.
No, it's not. It doesn't taste anything like it. It has... Like these little graham bits in the... I can't. I'm leaving.
We're going to have a bowl of those on the next podcast.
They're so good.
Start the podcast with it.
Well, all right. Speaking of captions...
Okay.
I've never seen those in my life.
Okay, then you've never had them.
Maybe you should start your own cereal.
I think I saw those ones at a tag sale.
They have
like a garage sale.
It literally says good things in the middle.
So Summer Rae loves O's.
O's.
I love them. That's my favorite cereal. I should have used that for the picture.
Guys, if you're trying to get at Summer Rae, bring her an O. And
that sounds horrible. You know, an O, it's like bring them an O. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, like an ounce.
Like an orgasm.
Oh, I was thinking we're all thinking of different bad, good, and bad things. I don't know what's going on right now.
Orgasms are dope.
Great,
they're great.
Fantastic.
You captioned this photo. You are my sunshine.
That's so sweet.
What are you talking about?
I didn't realize my nipples were showing so much.
I didn't either until you just said it.
I know. After I posted it, I was like, holy. So then my next picture I posted, I like got rid of the nipple because I was so done with everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude. I see the nipple.
Free the nip.
Free the nipple.
Free the nip.
No, but who are you talking to? When you say you are my sunshine, who are you talking to, Summer? Who are you talking
Everyone.
To? Everyone?
All my followers. They're all my sunshines. Guys, I want to make a name for my followers, but I don't know. You know, like, Rays of Sunshine. Is that cute?
How about
Summer's Camp? Summer camp.
Summer camp.
These are actually summer's camp. These are actually like 80-90% there. Horrible.
Oh no, I meant really good.
You guys are evil. Okay, which one?
No, they're. I like summer's camp.
I like summer's camp too.
Summer's camp
is good. And then I have booty camps, and girls come to my booty camp.
See, if you're gonna monetize it immediately, that's great. Like, come to summer camp. You know, summer campers.
You're gonna hang out with girls. We're gonna have campfires, and we're also gonna work the glutes.
And we're gonna sit around and eat O's all day.
Yeah.
Hey. And how often you get recognized in public?
Pretty often. A lot of the times it's people on their phone. They're looking at me. They're like, they're so nervous. They think I'm mean.
It's like. So I get this. Just a flashlight to the face sometimes. And you're like, yo, motherfucker, I know you're recording.
Have you ever had like the kids, they stand around. They're looking at their phone. They're looking at you. They're looking at their phone. They're like, is that her? They're like, yeah. Into my Instagram picture.
Just
like,
take the chance.
Yeah, but you
just
take the chance. You look the same. The
question.
Exact same.
Do you ever, he hasn't been, but do you ever get recognized from the backside?
Only girls will do it, and they're like, I knew that was a Summer Rae booty. Wow. No other booty.
Wow.
Yeah. That's happened multiple, actually a lot of times.
That's what Spencer wants. From girls. That's what Spencer wants for himself. Yeah, like, he wants people to come up and be like, yo, is that film to Spencer's ass right there? Wow.
Is it like, who are the people recognizing you? Because here's what I imagine. I imagine a 36-year-old dude.
Mustache.
Large glasses in a windowless cargo van going,
Cheetos. I love Summer Rae. That used to
be my fan base until I evolved, and now girls love me and all this stuff. So true. Do you have a weird story?
Like,
I've done like fit expos and stuff, and they'll bring me the weirdest thing. So this kid one time, he brought me a D shape.
Oh,
like,
boy.
You know, an outer shape of a D, a wood one. And he's like, I just want to give you my D.
Wow.
Boom.
You hate to see it.
I was like, oh my. I didn't know what to do. And he was a vlogger. So he had his little friend vlogging it. Like, I was like literally just on camera.
It's
like,
great clickbait.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I gave Summer Rae the D.
Wow.
Yeah, that was his whole thing.
If I call this podcast.
I gave Summer Rae the D.
Straight up.
Someone give me a D.
Bennett, can you approve that from the sidelines just as a joke clickbait? Cool.
Approved by the boyfriend.
And there it is.
I gave Summer Rae the D. We're gonna need a waiver for that or something like that. Someone get me a D.
Someone give Logan the D.
You just need to write it on a piece of paper.
Where is this conversation going?
I'm bringing it back to something meaningful here.
That's why he comes. He brings us back to the world.
That's why he's here.
Like, literally,
he's just like, okay,
he has a conscience and he's mindful and he cares about things.
Crazy host. Crazy, even crazier sidekick, guy who adds value.
Most important person, because where would this go?
It would go to hell in a handbasket.
We don't want to know. So we were talking earlier, we were curious as to your educational upbringing, because we always know how much that influences where somebody's at. So, you know, for you to be doing what you're doing, you have 19 plus million followers, you're killing it, you got your own business, you got all these things coming, like, where did you get all the inspiration to do that? You know, educationally, how did you evolve?
Funny. So I was homeschooled my whole life. I was in elementary school. I went to kindergarten for a little bit and then was in second grade for a second. And then I never finished a full grade of school ever. And then I went to high school. I dropped out before 2 months before it was going to end. My mom always wanted to homeschool. So I grew up on a ranch.
Did you get your GED?
So I was actually in school going to my GED. I passed the hardest one. It was language arts.
Congratulations.
But it has a lot of other ones. And my mom was horrible at teaching us math. I suck at math. But
they call me the calc god in high school.
He was.
I could have helped you. AP
like
calc.
Honors.
Oh, shit. Love it.
Okay. Don't need to be good at math to get 19.3
Proofs.
Million
followers.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm good enough at math to count these stacks, bitch.
No, so then I dropped it. My mom was okay with, I was like really bullied and it was like a horrible experience. So my mom was okay with me dropping out. She was a hairdresser and then she got like something wrong with her finger, so she couldn't do it anymore. So then she went back for esthetician school. So she was in beauty school when I dropped out, and like I would like not go to school for like weeks on end and just go hang out with her at the school. Cause there she was like, why go to high school? Like, you can just go to cosmetology school, get a head start if this is what you want to do. Just,
like a trade.
Yeah,
a trade.
Just come to, but you have to be 17 or pregnant. I wasn't pregnant. I was only 15. So I just kind of hung out until then. I got really into working out.
You didn't think
about
instead of waiting until 17, just getting pregnant? Like it's being 15 and
I was
pregnant.
Like, fuck it. I gotta get pregnant right now.
What was your mom's and dad's reaction? Are they together, by the way?
Mm-mm. They got divorced.
This might be too personal, but was it like a nasty divorce? Was it okay? Clean?
It had like cycles. Like,
yeah. Do they
you know
still
parents
converse?
Get back together and then they break up?
And that's
again.
Weird too.
It's
mine
so
did
weird.
That. It's like
I'm
awkward.
Like,
you're like, are you guys dating
I'm
now?
Like,
what the fuck is going on here?
Are you guys like dating? Like, it's so weird.
Are they cordial now?
They are cordial. They are cordial.
So, all right. Not that this was the point of the original question.
Is your mom single, Shannon?
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
She is single. She just recently got divorced again.
And Shannon, what's good? And two times divorced?
Yeah.
I love two times divorced. I love
that. Is that what you look for in a woman?
Wait, and does she read her DMs?
Actually, she always will read her DMs, and she's brought... That doesn't even look like a D.
That's
like,
a fucking D.
No, that looks more like an O.
It looks like an O.
She's given, you gave Summer A her O's.
Just take this fucking D.
Dude, take this isn't D. A D. You gave me like...
That's a D. How is that
hey,
not
listen,
a D?
Not all D's look the same, Summer A, all right? Just take the damn D. Logan Paul's D looks weird. We know that, all right?
Oh, and I would have made it a little
no,
bigger.
It doesn't.
He should have made it like bigger on the.
So, hey, your mom's single, Shannon. I don't know. I'm a young 23-year-old dude. I'm
looking for love.
I really am. I'm heartbroken. You know.
From your track record, he's assuming he can find love.
I have daddy issues. I really do. You used to live in the Clout House. Are you still there?
No, I actually moved out because they lived in one of the houses and then they moved over to the next one. And I have so much shit. I can't even explain it to you. I was overflowing. So I lived in one room and then I had to, like a couple months later, move into a bigger room because I'm overflowing. So I was just like, guys, I need my own house. I love you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing and I wish I could stay, but I have so much. And I want my own kitchen. Like I got really out of shape. I go upstairs and there's these girls holding their heels and like last night's
classic.
Outfit.
That
I'm
never
like,
happens
who are
here.
You?
Never. Have you talked to like Rice or Lissa or anybody?
So
like
Rhea Rice are really close. Yeah. And
you guys always have been.
Yeah,
that's how we met. Rice. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, me and Rice is just like a brother to me.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, I love him. And Alyssa, yeah.
Did you twerk on Rice once? I typed in your name on Instagram and like the second result was like Summer Rae twerking on
Rice. You know,
Rice
really loves to use me as clickbait. So
yeah,
I'm going to do it in this podcast.
Thing.
I literally.
Yeah. Yeah, they got
you know,
a lot
guys,
of.
I'm just walking clickbait. Is all I am.
No, but you're a real life person, human being.
Sweet too.
It's great. You mentioned something about you know, you going to the kitchen, the Clout House is like tough to get there or whatever. Speaking of kitchens,
it's like 18 floors up.
It is.
It's a hard kitchen to get to.
I don't want
to
go there because there's a random.
Me and Rice in a house with like 8 floors.
Mad floors.
Multi-platinum.
There's like 1 million floors.
I'm just going to cut the bullshit. When are you having kids?
Question.
When are you having kids?
Yep.
God, it's so random.
No, we need an exact date.
When are you having kids?
Date, please.
I've always like wanted kids, but then now I have like the world so messed up with like 6'9" and stuff in it. I don't want to bring my kids up.
Wow.
I don't want to bring my kids into a world where 6'9".
Hold on. What's okay?
If my kid came up to me and said he was a fan of that, I would be like, no, you're cut off from life. I'm getting us some house over like in. Somewhere
this is
really
such a
far away.
This is so far away.
It's
a
you're not getting internet. You're not.
All right. What about Blimblobbly 75, also known as Tekashi 6ix9ine? Do you not like?
We've been talking about.
I just don't think he's a really good example on the youth. I thought it was a joke at first. I was like, oh, this is funny. And then people were like.
What made you think it was a joke when he's saying stuff like, why don't you pull up some of his lyrics?
The rainbow and maybe the name.
Maybe, for starters. Listen, the whole thing is. My whole thought on it is this, and I agree with you, okay? But, like, my question is this. Like, are we more mad at 6ix9ine, or should we be more mad at the fact that 6ix9ine has a platform as big as this?
Yeah, that's
like people
that's
are
what you gotta get mad
consuming
at.
It. And by the way—
Well, yo, it's because, yo, quite honestly— could be called the songbird of this generation.
All right, cut the shit.
No, we're not. When he's coming in with lyrics like this, bozo, bitch, are you dumb, dumb, stupid.
What about the Licky on my ick? But I have to admit, I love Nicki and I love that song, Fifi. That's a good
song. So
Nicki, but he sounds good in that song.
Pussy got that, wet, got that, drip, got that, super soaker.
It's a little catchy.
All right, question for you. Like Nicki. Please don't come for me, Cardi Gang. But I got to say this. I put Cardi in the same category, bro. I'm sorry, dude.
You take that back.
I'm so sorry, bro.
No. Look at me. Take it back.
I'm not doing it.
Mike.
Like, I can't.
Mike.
He just can't.
Take it back. Cardi's, she's living her best life. There's a big difference between Cardi B and 6ix9ine.
But still, it's not like she's living her best life, but it's still like she's not still not like
a good influence.
Yeah.
I don't like how people try to put her on the same level as my Nicki. Bitch, you need a
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, like, that's what I'm saying.
You can't fucking do Gucci and Walmart.
But that's what I was trying to get at. Like,
wow.
Nicki's got skills, bro. Cardi's just spitting.
Nicki has fucking like more classy. She fucking has been. She's Nicki Minaj. Like, you can't fucking fuck with her.
She's the queen.
Title.
She's the queen.
She's been famous 10 years. Who's Cardi? Just now this year?
Oh, like a stripper. Like an extra.
Yo, but you can't compare her to Nicki.
Cardi's. She's great, guys. I love Cardi.
I like how she has a personality. Nicki has gotten a little stuck up during the years, which I don't really like, but. At least Cardi's down to earth, but she just got famous. What if she gets bitchy too? What if she gets big headed after 10 years of being
What'd you think about their fight?
Yeah, they fought. Remember they like threw a
heel, got thrown.
Yeah. You know what, guys? I don't even know. That's some childish shit. You guys just need to fucking stay home. And,
what's
like,
the best way
to
handle a situation if you got a situation? If you have beef, you, Summer Rae, do you throw a shoe?
Yeah. Or what if you get hit with a
shoe?
What
do you do?
Or do you stick to the brand? Good vibes.
Guys, good vibes only. I'm not gonna have fights with someone.
No, hold on, fuck that.
Guys,
if someone throws a shoe at
my hair is real.
Me
some
or
bitch,
my girl.
Some bitch pulls my hair. It's not like, oh, I gotta go buy some new hair. Like,
no, you're gonna body some bitch.
That's gonna get ripped out of my skull. I can't fight. Like, people are gonna pull my hair out. What? Just kidding. I would murder.
Yeah, I know you would. I know. I'm like, I know you. What are you talking about?
Guys, I don't ever want to fight because I'm really strong and I would actually murder.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't play nice when I do.
I can
fight
tell that.
Because my siblings, I used to body them. Like, they're scared of me to this
day. Like,
I
feel like that might be one of the reasons you don't go to the club, because I feel like you'll beat a bitch's ass at the club.
Oh, don't
like, straight
mess
up
with me. Like, I'm very sweet and nice, but, like, to an extent, like, I don't let people
Do girls mess with you when you're out? If you do ever go out to parties
The only time was, like, when I was in high school and stuff, but, like, yeah, I don't really go out that often, and I'm, like, in my own world. I don't really care. If someone is talking a little shit or looking, I don't see it. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I feel that.
You are smart. You are Latin, yeah, like Latina. And
it's so funny. No.
No.
So my dad's adopted. I have no idea what he is, but he's a kind of darker, like, skin tone. He has green eyes and black hair. And then my mom is Czechoslovakian.
Wow. Oh. So like Eastern European vibes.
So you're a mutt.
But she's like half that.
Because you're like tan. You look kind of exotic.
Yeah, like super. Exotic.
My dad looks super exotic, so I don't know what he is.
Like, I feel he's like adopted, if I went to like Bora Bora, you'd walk up with like. Seashells on your boobs.
Guys, that's
know.
The vibe I'm going for. Thanks.
Good.
No, that's great.
Nailed it.
So what's like the, let's just say like 5 to 10 year vision for where you'll be?
So mature.
Guys,
so mature.
I just, yeah,
Spencer, thank you
he
so
comes,
much. Bro.
He really, he ropes us back
this
in.
Guy's
he's like, come back in the pen.
It's back to reality.
We're like wild sheep.
Yeah, we're going off on a fucking tangent.
5 to 10 year plan.
Strategic.
So guys,
strategic.
I'm just trying to make my money and I'm going to live on a private island somewhere. I'm going to raise little island babies.
Yo,
have
low
you
guys key,
ever
watch
seen,
out for
have
those,
you ever seen
those
Blue
people,
Lagoon?
Though, that will kill you.
Facts.
Oh!
Facts. Facts. Do you know
Did
about
you hear
this?
About this? Do you know about this?
What the hell?
All right, let me elaborate.
You got it?
Okay.
An island off of the coast of
India.
It's the Sentinel Island.
North Sentinel Island.
There's a tribe on there called the Sentinelese. They are one of the last, like, tribes.
Untouched.
Come from, like, not prehistoric, but, like, dates back to 50,000 years on this island. An American missionary went to the island and thought it would be a good idea to try to convert them to Christianity. He convinced local fishermen in India to drive him close to the island illegally. He got out in his canoe, paddled there. They shot arrows at him.
Threw spears.
Hit him with an arrow. He turned back, went back to the boat, was like, yo, they're shooting arrows at me. They're like, yeah, man, this is one of the most dangerous tribes ever.
It's kind
of
how they get down.
Yeah. He's like, nah, man, they're going to be Christians. Gets back in his canoe, goes to the island.
Brought some fish this time.
Yep.
And
speared
in the chest.
Spears, arrows.
He died.
Done.
Oh, shit.
Finalized.
So you guys think I get an island, this will happen to me?
It's quite likely.
We're just saying, be careful with the island
that you choose. There's so many people. Okay.
What we'd say basically is I'd say probably 95% chance it's going
to
happen.
So just be careful, because if you go to this Sentinel Island, not only could you get a disease, which,
guys,
by the way, it's illegal.
Like,
you can't.
I want, like,
a
more exotic. I want super exotic. Like, I'm not going to India for my island.
Still, you never know what's
like
on these islands.
I got really tropical.
What,
like,
about climate change, too? As the seas
rise,
like, have you?
Guys,
also
I might die, but at least I'm dying in the place I want to
fire.
Die.
Great Solid answer.
That's
Summer,
my
right?
goal. So
like, if
like,
you're gonna
die
in a dope ass spot.
Die like in the island. Like it's just gonna be sick. Like I'm going.
Summer
I have
Rae's
a whole
got.
Vibe.
Hey Bennett,
vibe,
you going to that
bro.
Island with her? You got to.
He's gotta be a good boy.
And your three dogs. True, yeah. True.
He actually, I use him for so much, so many things in this house that I don't know what to do. I'm like, what is this? Like, how do I do
like
this?
Like real life things?
He
like,
comes in and he
helps
me.
Who does the dishes?
Oh, that's easy. I do all that shit. I'm talking about like, I order all this shit from Amazon and I need it put together.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't put this stuff together. Oh, he's so good. He puts it together like
Bennett,
in a
snap. We're gonna
hit
you
up. Might need you actually over here.
We got some new things.
He's very handy.
I'm sure.
Do you have an hourly rate? No, we would never do that. Oh, food is easy. We got a world class chef here,
and we got water from that comes from the coast of the Sentinel Island. Anyways, I think that's it. We have covered a lot of things,
but I don't want it to end.
I know it's well because we love Summer. I've never had an admiral from the Venezuelan Navy on the podcast, so this is great. Thank you for coming on,
guys. It was an honor.
Is there anything you want to say? You want to plug your merch? At LoganPaul.com/summer
Summer Rae.
Oh, I'm also wearing this. That's why I wore this. It's kind of like my outfit kind of like doesn't make sense today, but I wanted to wear both of this. Because then I was kind of cold, so I put this on.
It's soft.
But
holy
isn't
crap,
this soft?
Crap,
this is
soft.
A one
that
piece?
Is easily the second hottest, softest merch in the game right now.
It's easily. Yeah, I agree. 100% agree. And not even exaggerating. That's just fire. Where can they get it? Is there a URL?
Yeah, it's in my bio on
Let's
my
go.
Instagram.
Let's go.
Shop Summer Rae.
You guys already
and
follow
it's in
her.
If you live in Canada, it's in stores at Urban Planet.
Let's
I
go.
Like that. I like that. And if you're a Maverick, you know where it is. LoganPaul.com/shop. 70% off.
Yeah.
Black Friday.
When I come out with boy stuff, we're going to switch. You're going to wear
no,
my
No, you're
I'll
getting
wear,
stuff
I'll
today.
You.
I'm down.
You're getting stuff today.
Oh, yeah. You've never even given me.
Today.
I don't even know if he loves me like that, though. Like, he's never given me merch.
I'm going to get you some merch.
Today.
Today, after this ends, which is right now. Thank you guys for watching.
Bye.
I love you. Take it easy, baby.
I don't want a girl who gets a car for her sweet 16, no spends a stack of dollar bills on a limousine. I want a girl who takes a bus and who is baggy jeans, rocking Nike.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.